When you stand at the side of the Boyne River in northern Michigan, you can smell the balsam fir that line the banks.
There go a couple of salmon, right at our feet, you can see.
Tim DeBow is standing under some branches, casting his line into the river.
We're fishing for steelhead trout today. They're just most likely lying there waiting for something to come their way.
The lakes and streams in this part of the state have drawn fishermen for years. Tim DeBow says that includes writer Ernest Hemingway, who set many of his short stories in northern Michigan.
As a writer, I kind of revere Hemingway, and I spend a lot of times fishing the very same streams that he fished when he was living here, when he was spending his summers here.
But if it weren't for human intervention, there wouldn't have been fish for Hemingway or for Tim DeBow to fish for. In the mid to late 1800s, people started noticing that pollution, habitat destruction from dams and logging, and overfishing were killing off almost all the fish in New England and in the Great Lakes region. Gary Whalen is the fish production manager for the state of Michigan. He says people began to squeeze out the eggs from fish, hatch them, and put the small fish back into lakes and streams.
Around roughly 1870, many state agencies were looking at building hatchery systems.
The hatchery systems rebuilt the populations of many native fish, including the brook trout that Hemingway liked to fish for. But they didn't just breed local fish. For instance, they brought in brown trout from Germany in 1883. And Whelan says the steelhead that Tim DeBow fishes for came from California in 1877.
Some of us depict that area as sort of the Johnny Fish Seed period, where we were moving fish all over the continent and internationally, for that matter, bringing fish in that were considered commercially or economically important.
Now, this was long before there were highways, so if you wanted to move stuff long distances, you basically had one choice. That's right. Trains.
This is a recreation of the last of the three fish cars that transported fish around the state of Michigan. So this is a recreation of the Wolverine.
Maureen Jacobs is with the Michigan Fisheries Visitor Center. The train car she's standing in shows people, complete with train sound effects, how fish were moved in the late 1800s and early 1900s. What you see is that the fish rode in the lap of luxury.
They had chandeliers on the old fish cars.
See, the fish cars were Pullman cars, used ones, but they still had all the trappings, including mahogany bunks that the guys who cared for the fish slept on. Underneath the bunks were row after row of milk cans, full of water and tiny little fish.
Public citizens called applicants would apply for permits to meet the train at the different depots around the state of Michigan. From there, they would remove the old fish cans and plant the fingerlings in different lakes and rivers and streams. So the public would basically stock the fish.
Things are different today. People no longer pick up cans at the train station. And hatcheries are big modern facilities. The fish are moved by truck. And fishery staff take care of releasing them. But they are still needed to make sure there are enough for people to fish for, because overfishing and environmental damage are problems that haven't gone away.
I'm going to adjust the depth a little bit here, get it closer to the bottom.
Unfortunately, the dark shapes you can just make out swimming around in the Boyne River aren't biting Tim DeBow's line. But he says they're there.
If it weren't for stocking programs like the ones we have, we wouldn't be fishing for anything today. We'd be simply standing here enjoying the river.
And perhaps tomorrow he'll catch one, take a good look at it, and release it back to its watery world. An experience that will show up in unexpected ways in his writing. The same way fishing these streams inspired Ernest Hemingway many years ago. Good thing there are fish to fish for, huh?
Ooh, that may have been a fish.
For the Environment Report, I'm Tamar Charney.